President?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Ready?
Hello?
Mr. President.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I feel so much better today than I have in years. It isn't even funny.
Well, how good to see you. Listen, before we get that, let me say Bob Haldeman just sent a note in to me.
Yeah.
And I wondered, I'm going to speak to the Knights of Columbus Tuesday night. Would you be free for breakfast the next morning or not?
I will, anytime, anywhere.
Well, it's 8:30, and would you mind coming to the Waldorf?
Of course, sir.
And I might have John Mitchell probably be up with me, and Ehrlichman.
Oh, marvelous.
And we'll have a good hour, and if you don't mind, we'll put it on our schedule.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Now, there's a good reason for this, too. I want to be sure that everybody knows I'm still, you know, that we're still working on revenue sharing. As John Ehrlichman told you, all we were doing there was simply admitting the reality that with the month of August coming along and this Congress not back till September, that the date might be slipped. But if they want to make it to September, they can. That's for your information anyway.
Well, listen.
But how do you feel about it?
I thought this was the most exciting thing that's happened in 30 years, not only, and most important, not only for our own country, but for the world. I think you've just absolutely, well, I can't tell you, you've just assumed the kind of leadership which not only this country, but the world needs and must have, and you're going to give it. I just think it's fantastic.
Tell me, Nelson, how do you feel that, the wage price thing, you think that we'll probably get cooperation for a while, and then you think the people are ready for it?
Oh, I do.
Incidentally, your labor leader, Van Arsdale, made a very good statement.
Well, I think this hit it right on the head. This is what they wanted.
Uh-huh.
But the exciting thing about what you did was, you didn't do just one thing.
Yeah.
You put a combination package together, which, instead of sort of siding with one group or another group, you took the key issues, you put them all together in a package, and I really think it's, well, I would use the word with you, but I won't publicly, I'm putting out a statement, that it's revolutionary, and that's
right.
What we needed.
I don't mind revolutionary.
Well, I'm...
Just so it's peaceful.
Right. Peaceful
right.
Revolution.
Right.
It is, and
yeah.
I really think, Mr. President, you
yeah.
have done it.
Well, you know,
so thrilled.
Well, I'm... One thing, too, as you well realize, only the sophisticates understand the international monetary thing, but, Nelson, we had to do that.
That's right.
We had to get our friends abroad, and it's particularly the Japanese, to revalue their currency so that our goods could be competitive. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do, but, of course, I thought the Daily News was so marvelous that you were stabilizing the dollar. Well, you stabilized about 10 points down below.
Yeah.
And I was looking last night after your speech where the ad came on of the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, boys, that's going to cost 30% more in comparison to New York to, you know, the U.S.
Right.
cars than
right.
it did yesterday.
Right.
Because when the devaluation plus the 10% tax plus the removal of the domestic tax, well, it's so exciting. I don't know how you ever dreamed all this stuff up together.
Well, we all did. Everybody played a part. John Connolly, of course, was the quarterback. And then, of course, we had George Shultz, and Arthur Burns was great, and McCracken, and Pete Peterson. That was the team. And,
well, I really think, Mr. President, that you have... But I really think, Mr. President, with your China statement before, you know, and that just cut the feet out from under the Democrats politically on the international front. And now with this on the... They'll be sorting this thing out for the next 2 years.
They're going to have some troubles.
Well, there's nothing they can think of that you haven't done.
Yeah, and of course,
I just...
Now we got to make it work.
Well, that's right.
Right.
That's right, and...
Right.
But those are all things. It gives a new hope. It gives, you broke through all the traditions way you did in China. You're breaking through all of these encrusted traditions, which gives you a freedom of action that is essential at the time we're in. And I think this ought to hit the young people in a really exciting way. This is the kind of bold, and I have to say it, revolutionary, because in the foreign field, this combination of letting the dollar float, putting the 10% income, 10% import charge, is really revolutionary. And it gives you the time, the way you've done it, the time to turn around, study these things.
Negotiate.
And refine them.
Negotiate.
Yeah.
And we can, of course, let the, with the less developed countries, of course, we can exempt them, which we'll do. But this really, as you know, very well know, is really the common market plus Japan. That's all the game's about.
That's what I said.
Nothing else.
Last night. I said, who does this affect? And I said, the common market is Japan.
Right.
And, of course, England gets in there just in time.
Well,
you really.
Well, it's so good of you to call, and
well, I'm just excited.
Incidentally, how about? I haven't had a chance. What was David's reaction?
Well, David's up in Maine.
Oh.
Talked to Lawrence.
Yeah.
And Lawrence.
He got.
Thrilled.
Yeah, good.
And Dave's up in Maine.
I only asked because he's in the banking community, and we.
Oh,
I would think he'd be for it though, because he knows that floating is necessary.
That's right. Oh,
yeah.
I'll talk to him, and by
right.
the time we get together Wednesday.
Could you let me know?
First, I'll
good.
Have a report. For you.
Good.
Well, I am thrilled, Mr. President, and on our breakfast, as Baby John Ehrlichman told you, I'm very anxious to talk about this problem of getting the permission from HEW to, instead of going solely the route of public service jobs financed by the federal government,
right.
which the more you do, the more John Lindsay demands, that we want the right to take our welfare recipients who are able-bodied and have them do state public service jobs from the money which they receive in their check.
Good sounds good to me. Did John say that it was possible?
We've been negotiating for 2 months on this with HEW, and HEW,
of course, they don't want to do anything about welfare.
You know, this is the last thing. And therefore, we're coming down to the where there's a major policy decision. But I think your speech yesterday night is going to force this because there isn't going to be the money.
Let me have at John on it, and I'll have him at breakfast too.
Well, that would be wonderful.
And Ehrlichman and Mitchell and myself. And would you like to bring anybody, or if you like?
I might bring Bobby Douglas.
Fine. That's fine. We can, anybody you like.
Well, you're great.
Fine, and just good to talk to you, and I appreciate your making a statement.
You put new hope and new faith into all of us.
Thanks.
Okay.
Well, you cheer me up.
Listen, you cheer me up.
You know what I did? I wrote this, of course, we've been planning for some time, but I went up to Camp David, and I had the meeting and gave the signals to everybody and told them to come back with the programs.
No kidding. Well, I thought it was beautifully presented, and I thought you were in top form. Andy and I both commented on that. You never looked better. And you...
I was dead, I must say. I'm tired.
You read it beautifully, and you looked up, so you're looking right into the eyes of the audience. And I just thought the whole thing, well, I can't tell you.
Well,
thrilled.
Many thanks, and
I look forward to seeing you Wednesday morning.
Get happy, my best.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.